Hello, and welcome to another edition of Taekwondo Life Magazine Live. My name is Mark Sirianis. I'm your host. I'm a third Dan Black Belt, and I'm the editor-in-chief of Taekwondo Life Magazine. Today, we are wrapping up the USAT 2022 Nationals. This show is presented by Bet Online. Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including MLB, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting and props and futures. Head over to BetOnline today with your computer, your mobile device, and place your use our promo code BELIEVE50 for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the gaming starts. Keep in mind, I said it last week, there's a new promo code. It's BLEAV50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. It was 1 week ago on this date that I was wrapping up my service to the USAT Nationals 2022, which took place in Salt Lake City, Utah, and it was a phenomenal event. This was the culmination of USAT's basic Taekwondo sparring and Pumse year. We had our state championships, our locals, our regionals in the post-COVID era, followed by three regional Grand Prix. The final, I had reported to you that I had been at the Grand Prix East in Daytona, and culminating in the USAT Nationals, where national champions were crowned. Remember, in our program that we did a few weeks ago, we talked about pathways to the 2024 Olympics, and we talked about USAT National Championships as part of those pathways. I am proud to report the event was a great success. It was among the most well-managed, most exciting, most really well put together and professional events that I can remember in many, many years in Taekwondo. The city was inviting. Salt Lake City was terrific and welcoming. I think my sense is that that's a winter city, right? So that therefore the summertime is a little bit more calm there, and therefore more welcoming to large groups like probably the 10,000 people that converged on that city between athletes, coaches, trainers, officials, and spectators and family members of the athletes. Beautiful in the mountains, very different from being in Daytona, but very, very welcoming and inviting city. The competition, which took place over the course of 5 days, high-level sparring, high-level Pumse of all levels. On the Pumse end, we continue to see an elevation of the game. An elevation in the post-Goyang era, we see that the USA Taekwondo Pumse program is among top-rated in the world, probably at least number three after Korea and China, and we continue to see high-level athletes. In this particular event, I had the opportunity to judge, to officiate the freestyle competitions for Pumse, and that has taken on an entirely new dimension of greatness. We are seeing top-level athletes who are competing in freestyle Pumse that are really, really raising the bar. Teams, pairs, the demo team competition was excellent, board-breaking, of course recognized Pumse, world-class Pumse, and then we make our way over to sparring. We have now gotten into the era where several months in, where all of the new rules are being utilized, where the computer software has been updated, and I think that the game has really been elevated. There is no time for clinching. There is no more of this consistent separation, and all of the rules favor combat, not allowing athletes to obstruct the ability of aggressors to fight, and not allowing them to simply use a front leg to do what they refer to with great infamy as foot fencing. We are seeing a return to a time when power is more well rated. We had moved from power to speed, and I think now we've run into a mix of an exciting game of both power and speed. The coaches have adapted, the athletes have adapted, and through tremendous amount of training, the officials have been ready and are in there and are excited. And I can tell you, we trained very, very heavily over the course of the last several months, and all of the officials got into Salt Lake City early and spent hours and hours and hours in the evenings prior to and in the mornings of the event to make sure that we get it right. This is an exciting time. We take a little breather now. We go into the President's Cup. We'll go into some smaller point level events before we start a cycle of state championships that will lead to next year's USAT National Taekwondo Championships. I think the U.S. and the world Taekwondo program is strong. I think there was enthusiasm, there was excitement, professionalism, and it was a really great event. If you have a chance to check out any of the events, whether they be on YouTube, whether they be live or on Facebook, I suggest you do it. I suggest you get involved. Support your USAT chapter, your state Taekwondo organization, and become more involved and really, really get involved, because it's a lot of fun. And I am more excited than I have been in years. This is Mark Sirianis. This episode has been brought to you by Bet Online. I look forward to seeing you on the mat, and I look forward to seeing you in the Dojang.